The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, we're about to hit another episode of Talking Metal. And I did want to say that starting next week, we'll get back to reality, back to doing some interviews, back to talking about what's going on in our reality, everyone's reality. But for now, we're just going to rock out. All right, so here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
We'll be right back. a little Motorhead dancing on your grave off the highly underrated Another Perfect Day record. Such melodic stuff on that record. A different side to Motorhead that was never really repeated, in my opinion, before or after. Motorhead definitely, you know, you think of Motorhead, a lot of people think, well, they, you know, they've had a similar sound all the way through their career. But no, not really. There's definitely some really distinct sounds as different members came in and out of that band. You heard definitely some different sounds, and I think that's extremely evident in that song right there, Dancing on Your Grave. An album that I've heard Lemmy talk about in very, very high regard, and also sometimes not high regard, depending on what year and what interview you're talking about. But he definitely, I can't remember if it was in the Martin Popoff book or where it was, but somewhere he said that that was one of his favorite Motorhead records, Another Perfect Day. So there you go. And also, here you go with Isolation, a title I think a lot of us can relate to at this point in time, right? This is a band I saw back in 2008. I saw them, no, not 2008, 2018. I saw them play live, and they were really, really impressive live. This is Chemist.
Yeah.
Isolation by Chemist. That's K-H-E-M-M-I-S. Chemist. And I saw them a number of years back at Heavy Montreal. I guess 2 years ago at this point. And they were awesome, man. They put on a great show. They have a brand new cover version out of Dio's Rainbow in the Dark tune, which, in my opinion, once again, demonstrates that no one should ever cover Dio. I don't know. Whenever I hear a band cover Dio, I know there's been some kind of popular covers by Killswitch Engage and others. It's like, don't go there, guys. Don't attempt to cover one of the most distinctive voices in rock, Ronnie James Dio. It never works out in your favor, at least for me it doesn't, because I'm a big Dio fan, and it's just like, you know, that's sacred stuff. That's sacred stuff. You don't want to mess with it. But Chemist right there, again, going back a couple years, sounded really good with Isolation, an original tune. At least I think it's an original tune. Yeah, so let's move on here, and I want to tell you that this is one of those just wacky, insanely diverse episodes where you're going to get music all over the map, and I know this stuff is not for everyone, so feel free to skip the songs. This is some brand new music by Lucifer. This is the song Ghosts. Called upon the heaven to bring him back to me. Lucifer, a band that's kind of been on my radar. Every record they put out, there's a couple songs that really grab me, and the third record just came out, so there you go. Lucifer, I think the album is Lucifer 3, if I'm not mistaken. And that song, Ghosts. Without further ado, our next track here. This is a band or project or experimental music collaboration or something. I don't know what you want to call this. It's Violet Cold. And I know some of you guys aren't going to like this, but I think this is beautiful. Listen to this. This is really interesting stuff about 10 different styles of music thrown in a blender and mashed together. Some aggressiveness, some loudness here. This is called Euphoria. It's by Violet Cold.
Yeah.
Euphoria by Violet Cold. I was not sure if I wanted to play that or another song called All Heroes Are Dead. Both great tunes, worth listening to. Atmospheric stuff. Speaking of atmospheric stuff, Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, just dumped a bunch of stuff that you can download off the Nine Inch Nails website. I think it's up on Apple Music now, too. A bunch of free stuff from the vaults. More of his ghosts. I guess he just calls them ghosts, you know, and they're mostly instrumental tracks, or all instrumental tracks, as far as I know. And it's funny, you know that song Old Town Road that came out last year? The main melody and the main track of that is off of one of the ghost dumps by Nine Inch Nails from many years ago. And again, Trent Reznor dumping more ghost stuff on his website, and some really beautiful atmospheric stuff in the latest collection, or I call it a dump because I imagine he's just dumping his, cleaning out his cellar, his hard drives with tracks that he never released. But yeah, back to that song, Old Town Road, that if you look at the songwriters on it, Trent Reznor is one of the songwriters, and that's basically, I assume, because they took this track that he had and they kind of, you know, rapped and sang over it and made it into something else. But when you go back and you listen to the original one by Nine Inch Nails, by Trent Reznor, it's strikingly familiar. I mean, the melody and everything is his, you know. So anyways, Trent giving us some new ghosts. Not to be confused with the Lucifer song we just played earlier in the show. So again, Ghosts, and the one song I like a lot is called Together. It's off Ghosts 5, and it's the title track off of that album, which is one of the like two or three he just dropped. A really mellow tune. I'm not going to play it here. It's just like soothing, you know, synth stuff, real lush. It's great. Big fan of Trent Reznor through the years. A band that we don't feature much on Talking Metal, but we probably should. Especially when you look at all the weird stuff I'm playing on this episode, right? Up next, this is called Underneath by Code Orange.
Under the black and inside the blue, washed away. It took some time, but I realized the obstacle's the only way. Under the black and inside the blue, our bones expel as washed away. It took some time, but I realized the obstacle's the only way.
Fringe, a band that Emily introduced to me back a number of years ago, probably two years ago on Talking Metal. On one of those year-end episodes, she played a track by Code Orange, and they're definitely on my radar now. Good band, definitely. And Tommy Lee sending out a tweet the other day. He's obviously getting nervous about the Def Leppard Motley Crue comeback tour, if you will, or return tour, Motley Crue 2020 tour with Def Leppard. He's obviously getting nervous, and I get it, and we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about that, at least not in this episode. But let's listen to some Tommy Lee, actually outside of Motley Crue. This is Hold Me Down.
I don't make everyone happy. It's okay, it's okay. And it's okay, it's okay. I've been through this before. It's nothing new, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Tries to hold me down, hold me down, yeah. I'm losing my faith every single time I try. No one is on my side, don't let me drown, let me drown. You're done now, 'cause it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, yeah, yeah. It's a test to see how much you can take. It's nothing new, it's nothing new, it's nothing new, it's nothing new. I don't know why every time I wanna fly, somebody always tries to hold me down. Every single time I try, the water's on my side. Don't let me drown, let me drown, yeah.
Tour this summer. I have tickets for it in Philly, so we'll see. We got Enough's Enough right now here on Talking Metal.
Climbing up the mountains, everybody needs a place to hide. Never knowing where you're going, flying through the clouds into the sky. Everyone is shouting, fighting in the streets where hate no lies. Bounce around the world, surrounded, searching for a place I can be spied. Shadow, rainbow, wedding.
recycling all the rest are currently insane.
Album, a little Chips Enough, of course, rocking it right there. I feel bad we missed Enough's Enough when they played in New Jersey a couple weeks back. It was the night of the Grammys, though, and we just didn't really feel like going out that night. So, yeah, because we wanted to watch Daryl McDaniels on the Grammys jamming with Aerosmith. And that was good. He was good. Run DMC was great jamming with Aerosmith. There was one part of the medley that Run DMC was not involved with where Joe Perry seemed a little off that night, hitting some bum notes. I think it was Joe. But anyways, yeah, that's why we missed Enough's Enough the last time they were in town. And I apologize to Chip about that because they're always a great band to see live. You get all the old classics plus some new stuff like that tune we just heard. New Enough's Enough is really good if you haven't heard it. Definitely a different lineup. Chip now fronting the band and doing a great job with the classic band, Enough's Enough. And to round it out, we're going to hit a song by the band Jellyfish. I think it's Metal Dan. I think you're a fan of Jellyfish, right? Probably no business being on a podcast that's called Talking Metal, but just under the circumstances, I'm just digging into the back catalog of albums that I have and MP3s that I have. I just love this song. It definitely rocks hard. I saw these guys once. They were a short-lived kind of alternative band back in the late 80s, early 90s. I did get to see them live once, and it was weird because live they didn't quite have the big sound that they had on record. I remember being a little actually disappointed in the live show that I saw by them. But on record, this band kicked ass. This was a band called Jellyfish, and this is The Ghost at Number One.
Inside a chamber packed with piss and
little jellyfish here on Talking Metal. I think that's going to do it for us. Oh, shoot. There was one song I wanted to play by somebody on Twitter. What was that band called? Let's see if we can pull it up. This goes out to Jeff Taylor on Twitter. It's called Feed the Fire by Order of the Emperor. Here on Talking Metal. Again, this band requested by Jeff on Twitter from the Netherlands. Cool. And I don't know these guys, so let's take a listen right here on Talking Metal, and that'll end it for today. Thanks.